achrayis toye sefer. Shmuel only said achrayis toye sefer only by halafah when you lend money. There it's a svar, a person doesn't lend money for nothing. When you lend money, you want to make sure you'll be able to get it back. So Nisti asked back, Aivu Omalei. So Avu Bar even asked back, Aivu Marhu Diomar. Ayu Shmuel, you yourself said, Achrayis Toye Sefer. You yourself say, even though it's not written inside the shtar, but it's just as if it was written in the shtar. So Amalei, Shmuel said back, no. Hani Mili, when do I say this? Bishtari Halvo. Only by shtar Halvo when you lend money. There for sure, Svara doesn't lend, a person doesn't lend money unless he knows he'll get his money back. Avu Bishtari Mekachu Memchar, but a sale that takes place of property that's written in the shtar, loy. There I do not say it's called an Achrayis Toye Sefer. There if the Achrayis was not written inside the shtar, it's nothing. Because the Ovid Inchi, a person does, the Zovinari who buy property, liyoyme, even for one day. So therefore, it's not called you're throwing your money away for nothing. So here, we don't say Achrayis Toye Sefer. Halimor says, Omer Abaye says, Ruvein Shemocha Sada L'Shimin V'Achrayis. If Ruvein sold his property, his field, to Shimon, with an Achrayis, that means, if Ruvein's Baal Choyev comes and takes away the property from Shimon, Shimon has the right to come back to Ruvein to get his money back. And then what happens was, Ubo Baal Choyev to Ruvein, now true, Ruvein owes somebody money, so the person comes to Ruvein, pay me up. Ruvein says, I don't have a penny to my name right now. So the law is, this Baal Choyev has the right to go and collect the property that Ruvein sold. The Katorif Leminei, and now this Baal Choyev is coming to Shimon to take away the property from Shimon. So Allah is a dinahu, it's a din, that the Ozar Ruvein and Mishtoy Dina Bade. Ruvein now has a right to go and complain to Bezdin, like to try and keep this field in the Rishus of Shimon. Even though really Ruvein doesn't own the field anymore, Ruvein already sold the field to Shimon. So now the Baal Choyev is going to Shimon. So really the din Torah should be between the Baal Choyev and the owner of the property Shimon. Still Abaye says no, Ruvein, the one that sold it, has a right to be in this din Torah. He's also called the Baal Dover here. And B'lei Motzi Omalei, the Baal Choyev cannot say to Ruvein, Lav Baal Dvarom de Diyak. Like, who are you? I don't want you to talk in my din Torah. Like the Baal Choyev says, listen, you don't own the property anymore. You sold the property. I have a right to go and collect that property. So I'm going over to Shimon, the owner of that property. So I don't want you to butt in. No, he can't say that. Ruvein has a right to butt in and like to say his time is over to Bezdin. The Yomalei, because Ruvein has a right to complain and say, listen, the Mafkoyes Minei, when they take away, well, like with you, Baal Choyev, when you collect this karka away from Shimon, Yishno Olaydi Dihadar, he's going to come back to me. I sold it to Achrayis. That means Ruvein sold the field to Shimon with an obligation that if the field is taken away from Shimon, Shimon has a right to come back to me and collect money from me. So therefore, Ruvein says, I'm a good Baal Dover here. Because if the field is going to be taken away from Shimon, Shimon's going to come back to me. I don't want to lose my money. So therefore, Reuben is called the Baal Dover here in Dinei Mamnis, and Reuben has a right to be toyin in Beis Din. Yeah. So Rashi says, I mean, he could taina say that Shchotan Shiyochu Litim B'loim Aparatif. He has a right to say any way he wants so that I paid you up already. And therefore, you don't have a right to collect this field. Yeah. And Ika the Yamri some say a bigger Kiddush, that Afilu Shaloi Biachrayis. Even if Ruvein sold this field to Shimon, a complete sale, that even if it's taken away from Shimon, Shimon does not have the right to collect the money from Ruvein. Even Shaloi Biachrayis. Still, Ruvein now has the right to be oisig of this din Torah to try and keep the field by Shimon. Why? Even if the field is taken away from Shimon, Shimon cannot go back to Ruvein, so Ruvein should be like an outsider here. Still no. Nami, still Ruvein has a right to tiny here. The Omalei, because Ruvein has a right to say, I don't want it that Shimon should have complaints against me. In other words, Ruvein sold the field to Shimon. Now, if the field is going to be taken away later, if it's going to be taken away from Shimon later because of Ruvein, Shimon's going to have tainas against Ruvein. True, I can't get money from you. You didn't sell it to Achrayis, but I'm going to go away with tainas. I'm going to feel bad about you. So Ruvein has the right to say, I don't want someone to feel bad about me. Therefore, that makes Shimon the Baal Dover here. That makes Ruvein the Baal Dover. Ruvein could also tie in Bezdin to try and save the field to stay by Shimon. Right. The Yom Rabbi says, Ruvein Shemocha sold to Shimon Shleb Achrayis. If Ruvein sold his field to Shimon without an Achrayis, that means no matter what happens to it, Shimon can't get his money back. And then right away people came to complain about this field right away, saying, listen, who gave you the right to buy this field? It doesn't belong to Ruvein. People say it wasn't Ruvein's field. Arguments came up. Not that they have a proof that it belongs to them. But people come to start arguing about this field and saying, listen, Shimon, you just bought this field off Reuben. Who said Reuben owns the field? We own the field. So what happened? So Reuben sold it to Shimon without achrayis, and right away, Asikim, arguments came up. So it depends. Actually, Hechzikbo, if Shimon did not make a chazoki yet in this karko, is Yochol Achzaboy. Then if so, Shimon has a right to retract right away. So Rashi learns, Ubashaloi Nosan Mois, he didn't pay the money yet. He doesn't have a complete kinyan in the karka yet. So therefore, before Shimon made the karka, he has a right to retract. And there's no dinim about, you know, there's no tarumas anymore. He has a right to retract. But Misha Hechzikbo, one Shimon made a chazak, we'll soon see what that means. He was machzik, he made a kinyan in the karka. So he owns the karka right now, because we know karka is nikna, the chazaka is ain't the yochel achzaboy. He cannot retract anymore. Even though he didn't pay yet, he has to pay the money, like Rashi says. V'yafilu lo nosin moyes. Sha'akarka niknas b'chazaka. You made a kinyan of the karka, it's your karka. V'yamoyes azem uva, and you owe the money for it. You can't retract anymore. V'yomule, because Reuben has a right to say like this, listen, chaisa v'kitra, a bag full of nuts, sovata v'kibalta, you accepted it already. Whereas true, there are people arguing here, but they didn't bring any proofs yet that it belongs to them. Right now, P'din, I still own it. People are complaining right now. So what? Let them complain. But you accepted, you will turn to this karka, the kinyan is chal right now. Like if right now we know for sure Reuben doesn't own the karka, so what do you mean you sold it? Why should Shimon have to pay the money back to Reuben? His sale never took place. We're talking about now that as far as we know, halachadik, this field really belonged to Reuben. Just there are people arguing about it. But since as far as we're concerned right now, the field belongs to Reuben, and Reuben sold it and Shimon made a kinyan, the kinyan is chal, and therefore Shimon has to pay for the karka. Now the Gemara says, "When is it called a chazakah over here? Mechidayis amitra. When he goes around the borders of the field, it makes a daisha like threshes on the borders." So Rashi says, "Mesakin gulia sado magvien." He like picks up the boundaries of the field. That's like a chazakah that the baila makes in the karka, and when he does this, he can't be chazir anymore. Tosfos says it's not time a pusher the chazakah here. Havad any chazakah in the karka is good. But there it means he did something that he was samach daitoy. Since he made an action like this, he went on the borders. And he may fix the borders of the field. That shows he's really so mechbas to keep this field. Therefore, he has to pay for it. Vika the army son say a chiddush that afilu bi achrayis nami. Even if Shimon bought this field with an achrayis means that he made up in the shtar that if the field is taken away from Shimon has the right to get the money back from Reuven. Still, right now Shimon owns the karka and Shimon has to pay the money to Reuven. The amalei because Reuven has a right to say to Shimon, listen. Right now, the karka still was mine, and I sold it to you, and you bought it. You owe me money. Sure, I said an achrayis, but achrayis is only achvah tirchafah v'yashalom l'chor. Bring me the shtar that Bezin has taken it away from you, and then I'll pay you. Now, the achrayis is that if my bachov has the right, Miki Radin, to take it away from you, when it's taken away from you, then I have to pay you back. But here, they didn't take the karka away from Shimon yet. Reuven sold the karka to Shimon. Right now, Pidin, it belonged to Reuven before, and Shimon owns it right now. There are only people here arguing about the field. Some people are saying, Yishno, it never belonged to Reuven, it's mine. But they have no proof. So since they have no proof to it, it wasn't taken away. They didn't take it away from Shimon yet. So Kol Zaman, the field wasn't taken away from Shimon, there's no achrayas. Reuven gave an achrayas to Shimon, that if the field is taken away from you, then I'll pay you back. But here, the field wasn't taken away from you, so therefore you have to pay me. So therefore you can't get away, you have to pay me. And when they take the karka away from you, then I'll have to pay you. But before they take it away, you have to pay me for the karka. Itma will learn like this. If Reuven sells his field to Shimon, and afterwards we find out that the karka never belonged to Reuven, Reuven was a gazlin, so it comes out Reuven stole the field, and sold it to Shimon, and Shimon paid money for it. So what's the halacha now? So now, of course, Shimon wants to get his money back from the gazlin. Like the karka has to go back to the nigzel. The person that Reuven stole it from. And now Reuven, the gazlan, took money, Pshita has to pay the money back to this lakeh, to the one that bought it. So now, Rav Amar Yesh Lo Mois, Rav says true, the money that you paid for it, you have a right to get back from the gazlan. And the Yesh Lo Shvach, let's say this Reuven that bought the field off the gazlan, he used it like he thought it was his, and he planted there and he put money into the karka. So when the karka is taken away from him, the gazlan has to pay him for the shvach also. So what happened here? Reuven gave the gazlan $1,000 for the field. Now the field is taken away, and Reuven put $100 into the field. So Reuven now wants to get $1,100 back from the gazlan. He wants to get $1,000 back for the money that he paid for the field, and also he put $100 worth into the field. So he wants to get back now $1,100 from the Gazan. So Rav says that's halacha, that the lokeach now has the right to get $1,100 back from the Gazan. Shmuel Amar Shmuel says no. Mo yis yeshloi. The money that you paid for the field, that you have a right to get back. Like this Ruvay never had a right to sell you the field. It wasn't his field. It was a stolen field. So when he sold it to Shimon and Shimon paid him $1,000, that's mamish like gezeila. You have to give back those $1,000 to Reuven. That's shita. You have to give it back to the lakeach. But shvach ein loy. But even though the lakeach spent $100 into this field and now the field is taken away from him, so he does not have to pay him back for the $100 he spent. So the question is why not? They ask the question from Rav like this. Tirish loy es shvach maho. Let's say when the lakeach is gazlin, when the moicha is gazlin, sold the field to Reuven, let's say in the shtar it said clearly that in case this sodiv is taken away from you, I'll pay you back the keren and the shvach also. Ma will be the locha. Time with the Shmuel is the reason why Shmuel says the lakeach can't collect the shvach. Mishum de leitir shvacha, because in the stam shtar, you did not speak this out that you have to pay back the shvach. So since you didn't speak it out, there's no achrayas on the shvach. But v'hoch, in this case here, they wrote down clearly in the shtar that if the karker is taken away from you, me, the gazlin, will pay you off completely, even the shvach. Ha'pirishlei. He said clearly he'll pay you back. So maybe tak, he has to pay you back. Enechnami. Or duma, maybe, time of the shmuino, the reason the shmul is, ki even the less like karker. Since l'maisa, there's no karker over here, is so mechse kiribis. It looks like ribis. But what happened here? This Reuven was a gazlin. So he took the karka, which didn't belong to him, and he sold it to Shimon. So Shimon Lemaisa gave him $1,000. Now Lemaisa, since this karka was stolen, there's no real sale taking place here. It looks like just Shimon gave $1,000 to Reuven without any karka. Of course, the karka was Zula and never took place to sale. So now when the Gazlan has to give back the money to the lokeach, the one that bought it, if he's going to give him back more than $1,000, it looks like ribbis. It looks like the lakeach gave $1,000 to the gazlin, and now a week later, the gazlin is giving back $1,100 back to the lakeach. So it looks like ribbis. That's why he can't pay it back. So then, even though it was written inside the shtar b'feirish achrayis for the shvach, still he can't get it. Rashi says, "Kivan les lekarka hoyu v'en karka zu shaloi." Since this property does not belong to the gazlin, to the one that sold it, nimtza shenkan shum mekar. There's no sale at all. That this gazlin received $1,000 for the field, it's like the lakeach lent him $1,000. And therefore now when he pays him back, if he has to pay him back $1,100, it looks like ribis. So that would be the svaron Shmuel, why you can't get shvach, even though you said beferish, you don't get it back. That's the shayla. Omalei, so you answered back, in v'lav yesenov rafi b'yod this week. I'm not sure what the lacha should be exactly. Itmar we learned. Omer Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel, Moyes Yesh Loi Shvach Ein Loi. No, and again, in a case where you sold the property that does not belong to you, and then it's taken away from the Lakeach, even though the Lakeach spent the money, put the money into the karka, that money does not get back from the Gazlin. And it says clearly here, Afal Pi Shepirus Leis HaShvach, even though when this Gazlin Reuven sold the field to Shimon, he said clearly in the Shtar, that if this field is taken away from you, I'll pay you back for everything, and for the Shvach, for the money you put into it, still, this Reuven does not have to pay it back to Shimon. My time, and what's the reason? Kivan the karka ain't loy. Since Lamaisa, now it's Nizgala that Reuven never owned this karka. This karka that Reuven sold to Shimon does not belong to Reuven. It was stolen karka. So therefore, there was never a sale here. It was just a pshat that Shimon gave $1,000 to Reuven. If so, if Reuven is going to pay back more than $1,000 to Shimon, schar moisav, it looks like he's paying you rent for the money. I'm Edvinaito. Like the reason why he's paying back $1,100 is an extra $100 for the $1,000 that you lend me. So it looks like ribbis. And therefore, with Rabbanan here, since it looks like ribbis, Rabbanan said, you're not allowed to pay back more. But like Rabbanan freed you from paying back. Even though Midiraisa, of course, is not called ribbis here. Because Midiraisa, he didn't lend you the money. But a co-point of Midirabbanan, though, since Lamaisa, there's no real mechira here, it looks like a havor. Since it looks like a havor, the Rabbanan said, you have no right to pay back more than he actually took from you. Then you took from him. Yeah. This Gemara says Eisvei. Eisvei Rav Rav Nachman. So Rav Yitzchak Rav Nachman. It says Alocha Gemara in Gittin, Ein Moitzi in Leachilas Peres. You don't take out to pay back for Achilas Peres or the Shvach Kakois. You have to pay back somebody for the Shvach, the investment he put into the fields. Or the Mozanish, you have to pay your wife Mizoinus. If you have bonus, also when the father dies, he has the bonus the daughters get fed. Minachasim Mishabadim. You don't collect for these things from Nachasim Mishabadim, from property that was already sold. Mivnei Tikkun Olam. There's a Tikkun Olam over here involved. It'll be too much. People will know about it. Rashi says, Mivnei Tikkun Olam. Shema To'ime Yitarf Lekuchai. Because if you're going to say you have a right to take away from people that bought the cock off the father, Ein Lechodim Shlakech Sam Mechaberoi. People will be afraid to buy fields off their friend. So Ein Lechodim, nobody, Shein Chayv Zemutl Love. Like everybody has such a chayv like that. He has kids, he has a wife, in case he dies, his wife has to get mazoinus, his kids get mazoin, his kids, the bonus get kids, and the kids get fed, and the dove shame like kids, but there's no amount to how much. I worried about the first two cases. To pay back for Paris and for Shvacha Kois, dove shame duhu, we don't know how much it's going to be. Ven lakuchas yoidim lizobekach, lakeach does not watch himself from this. Therefore, mishim tikkun olam, you don't collect from kakois mishabodim. So the Gemara makes the yikis. You don't collect for these things from nechasim mishabodim that was sold already, but from the property that the loiv or the father himself has, maskinin, then we do take away. Ugatoni, what does it say over here? One of these cases is katoni miyos. It says here l'shvach hakoyis. It says here that in the case of shvach hakoyis, in the case that somebody put investment into the karka and you have to pay him back for it, he has the right to collect from the money that you own. You see, from Bnei Chorin, you could collect for Shvach HaKois. So Gemara says, my love, what's the case of Shvach HaKois? Love v'lakech migazlin. Isn't it our case here, where Reuven the Gazlin sold the field to Shimon, and Shimon paid money for it and also invested $100 in it. And now when it's taken away from Shimon, Reuven the Gazlin has to pay him back for the Shvach HaKois also. So here you see, we don't count it like ribis. We're not afraid it should be mechel like ribis. Because since he didn't really lend you the money, he gave it to you, but Torah said mecher, there's no problem of ribis over here. So here you see, not like Shmuel. So Mar says, Loi, that's not the case of Yishvach HaKoyis. Hatayya b'bal choyf. We're talking about a regular bal choyf, not by a gazlin. We're talking about a bal choyf. Alright, turn over. So Rashi says like this, what is a bal choyf? In the first big line, Rashi says, Loi b'bal choyf. She'atofo bal choyf mimenu. That the Baal Choyv took this cock away from you. Bishvil Choyvoy. Because you owed him money. And it wasn't stolen from you. Tehi vad yitzle shvacha. There you have to pay back the shvach. The mechirim al yisi. That's called a good sale. Because kol zeman shvatofim men, as long as he didn't take the cock away from you, shimpora moichim moichim le Baal Choyv, harei yom mesulik ben lakuchoy. Hilka ki mishalom le yoysi ma shekibol hashto, hu dov yizavi minei. No, it's by a Baal Choyv. That's what happens here. That Reuven sold his cock to somebody else. And Reuven also owes somebody else $1,000. So that person that he owes the money to comes to, and now that person has the right to take the kakois away from the one you sold it to. So when that bachov takes it away from the person you sold it to, he comes back now to Reuven and says, listen, the field was taken away from me, pay me back, you sold it to me, biachrayim, and I put in $100, pay me back for that $100. Because there was a good sale. There it's not called a halvor, because there, when Reuven first sold the karka really belonged to Reuven. So I sold it to for a year, it's called, it was a good sale. Just later, when Reuven can't pay off his first debt, the locher is that Falkoiv has the right to come and take away the karka from this lakeach. So it's considered now that lakeach is selling the karka back. So here it looks like a good sale, that's why here it's not a shail of ribbis. When the sale really took place, if I pay you back more money than you gave me, the pshat is, I'm selling you back the karka now for more. Shmuel only says it where it's a gzela, where it's a gazlin. Where you took the cock away from a gazlin, there was never a sale at all. There it only looks as if it was alvor the whole time. So there it looks like ribbis. Mashenkin over here by the Baal Choyv, here it looks like a real sale took place. Here there's no problem of ribbis. So Mar says, Eva Baal Choyv, you're talking about Baal Choyv here, so in the Resha, what does the Resha say? It says, Ein moitzin l'achilas peris. You don't collect for achilas peris. Now, Viva Baal Choyv, we're talking about a Baal Choyv. Baal Choyv miyislei peri. Does the Baal Choyv get peris altogether? Who said a Baal Choyv has the right to get peris? V'yom HaShmul, Shmul says, Baal Choyv goy b'sa shvach. Well, Baal Choyv only has the right to collect the karka, the shvach that's on the karka itself. In other words, when the Baal Choyv comes and takes away the property, whatever's growing on the property, the shvach he can take away. But shvach in, abo peris loy, he has no right to get away the peris. That he can't take. So Rashi says, the chol karka. And Rashi said, like, because the happy meaning was, the Sodish to fool Malaya Paris, Miyad HaLakeach, the Chayz HaLakeach Ligvois Min HaMoicha. The question is, the Baal Chayv took it away, the Baal Chayv can't get the Paris Gemurim. Even if they're Mechubar on the Kaka, they're Mechubar on the Kaka, Klum Sheyoch LaTarfan. was once the peris are like full, once the fruits are fully grown already, they're not called like part of the karka anymore. So a bal chayv can't take away those peris. A bal chayv can only take away the karka and the shvach, something that's needed for the karka itself. But the peris of the nigmar, the bal chayv can't take away. So you can't say the Bryce is talking about a bal chayv here. So what's it talking about lechilas peris then? The Gemara says that lepshita begoizel benigzel. We're talking about it was stolen. If so, with me the reisha begoizel benigzel, since the reisha is talking about a stolen goods, is safe nami. By this case, the shvach hakor is also begoizel benigzel. So again, we have a kasha. Here it's mashma, even the case of the gzela, where the karka was gzelit and it's taken away now from the lekeach, the gazan has to pay him up the shvach. So here we see not like Shmuel, who see it still does not look like ribis. The Gemara says no, me the iri. What does one have to do with the other? Hakadisa, hakadisa. Each case is separately. The Reish attack is talking about Gzela. The Sefer though is talking about a Bal Chayv. Tomorrow says, well, like Tony Ocher, we didn't learn like that. Because it says clearly, L'shvach Kakoyes Ketzed, what's the case that you have to pay up for Shvach Kakoyes? That you have to pay for the investment that the person put into the karka? It says clearly, HaReisha Gozal Sodin Chaveroi, if Reuven stole the karka from his friend, V'rehi Yoytzim Atachas Yodai, and now it's taken away from him. Tishu Goyve, when he has to pay up, Goyve Es HaKerim and Nechosim Mishabodim. He has to pay back the Kerim from Nechosim Mishabodim. But he has to pay back for the investments of the karka from his own private property. Now, what's the case talking about? If you want to say posh the way it says, gazlin miman govi. Like if it's a question, you stole karka, right? Then you put money into it. Now when they take it away from you, the nigzal takes it away from you. So who are you going to collect the money? Who's taking money? It was a direct deal that the gazlin stole the property and then they take it away from him. So that's it. Stop right there. The property is taken away from the gazlin, the farthik. El alav isn't the case talking about Kugain Shagoz also de Mechaveroi, that Reuven stole the field. Umoch Roli Achar, and now Reuven sold it to Shimon. Fiyashbichai, and Shimon this Lokeach put investments into it, planted there. And still, when they take away the karka, it says he has the right to collect the shvach back from the gazlin. Only from Vnei Chorin. So I call upon him again, but he's not like Shmuel. We see you have a right to collect for the shvach. It doesn't look like ribbis. Omalei said back to him, no, lav terutza kamatratta, didn't I answer you already before? They were talking about a bal chayv. So teretz nami bal chayv, here also talking about a bal chayv. We're not talking about a gzela, it's talking about what's taken away from a bal chayv. Here for sure it looks like a sale, since there was a good mecher here. Here you have a right to get paid back for the shvach also. Shmuel only said it by a gzela, where there's no sale, there it looks like a loan, there it looks like ribbis. But where it's a bal chayv, where the sale really took place, here you can even pay back for the shvach also. Toshima. It says also, Achilles Peris Kesed. How do you pay back for Achilles Peris? Hareisha goes to Sodom Mechaber. If you stole the field from your friend, Vrei Yotzi Metachas Yod, then it's taken back from you, the Nigzal gets it back from you. The Deskish Shugaybe, when they collect money from you, Goybe gets a Kerem and Chosim Mishabodim. When they collect for the actual value of the Kaka, that you paid from the Kaka that you sold already, from Mishabodim, or Peris. When you have to pay back for the Peris of the Kaka, Goybe Mechosim Necharin. That you only have to pay back from the property that you have right now, and not from the property that you sold already. Now again, Heshidon, what's the case talking about? If you want to say the way we learned it, the way it says right now, gazlin, if you stole the property, so miman govi, who collects from you? Like, if you stole property, no matter what you did to it, they take it away from you. And that's it, you stop right there. Who do you have to pay the money back to? Elulavon, we're talking about, kagrein shagoz, also the mechaber, again, like our case, that Reuven stole the field. Umoch reliacher, and now Reuven sells this field to Shimon. Vishbicha, and Shimon invests money into the karka and makes it better. And Omar Rav, it says here, and Omar Rav, and it says here what, that you have to pay for the shvach, for Lachil's Peris, you have to pay him for the Peris. So here we see, it doesn't look like ribbis. We make you pay for the Peris also. So again, it's a kash on Shmuel. So Mora says, no, Omar Rav, the Mayaskin, no, we're talking about over here, Kedoyin Shagoz, also the Mechaveirim, Leia Peris, that the gazlin stole the field that's full of fruits. The Yochel Asa Peris, the gazlin right now ate all the fruits off the field. He pulled off the apples off the tree and ate the apples up. The Chofa Babaris Tichin Amaris, and he also ruined the karka. He dug ditches in the karka, he ruined the karka, he made a mazik in the karka. Now, Bo Nigzel, now when Nigzel comes and gets back his field, true, he gets back his field, but he still wants the gazlin to pay money. It's not just, I can, Yad Yotze the Mitzvah Hashava, just give him back his karka, this is a ruined karka. Now, Bo Nigzel Ligvois, Karen Goyvim Nechosim Mishabodim. The Karen means the fact you ruined my karka for that mazik, I can collect you even from Nechosim Mishabodim. But Nigza Ligva Peris, the Nigza wants to collect now for all those apples that you ate up from my field, that's Goyvim Nechosim Bnei Chorin. Here again, we're not talking about a case where the gazlin sold it to somebody else, because if the gazlin sold it to somebody else,
Then we have Shmuel Svar, it looks like ribbis. They don't have to pay for the Shvach. Here we're talking about the Gazan himself ruined the Karka. That's why he has to pay for the Peris also. Rabbi Bar Rafuna Omar, Masikin. We're talking about here Masikin, Rashi says, Anosim Goyim took it away from the Gazlin. And Bo Nigzal Ligvas Karen Gavin Nechosim Shabodim, Bo Nigzal Ligvas Peris Gavin Nechosim Bnei Chorin. That what happened? Goyim took it away from the Gazlin. And because of the Gazlin. So therefore the locker is now the Gazlin has to pay back to the Nigzal. It was the Gazlin's fault why the Goyim took the Karka away. Therefore it's also the case why the Gazlin has to pay back to the original Nigzal. He has to pay him back for the Peris. When he has to pay back for the parents, here he pays for the chosin, b'nei chorin. But again, it's not a case you're paying back to somebody you sold it to, because when you sold the karka, stolen karka, it's not called mechira, it's called halvor. There it looks like ribbis, but here it's a straight gzela, there's no ribbis involved, that's what he has to pay back from the parents. I'll stop here.
I really holding the avtez above him at all. His last gemara again was, it was a kashan shmuel. That last bryce we brought down that says clearly that lachilas peres ketzad hareshagozo sodi mechaveroi parei yoytzi metachas yodoi, if you steal a field and they take it away from you, so it says kushugoyve, when they collect goyve asakera menachosim mishubodim ul peres goyve menachosim b'nei chorin. So it says clearly that we do take away from the gazlin peres. So more guys question, hey chidom, what's the case talking about? See, if you want to say just the way it says the gazlin, so who does he have to pay? Elulav the kasha was going to go to Sodom Mechaveroi or Marcholiachad. This is more or less command of Yudalam Abayis. Just the last shalom was the proof that the case is that you stole the field and then you sold it to somebody else. Vishbichon, the person that bought it, put shvach, put improve the field. And still it says when we take it away from this lakeach, he gets paid back the shvach. So who's the kasha and Shmuel? Shmuel before said that lakeach does not get the shvach because it's mechzei keribis. So Gemara says, oh, my rov is the sutrus whom we had. Rava gave a teretz of a maskin and garnish a gozal of a mechaberoi, malaya peres, vi ochel as a peres, vachofa baboros yichon amur.